from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Zangrilli will have the leadoff show tonight on The Fan starting at 6:45. He joins us in studio right now for his weekly chat, which is brought to you by the law firm of LG KG. And I don't have the complete read here on the sheet because they still put it on Friday. So if there's more to it that I need to say, Dan.
Yeah, you're good enough.
Okay.
Joe, Larry, nice guys.
They're out in Newcastle.
They are.
They've made some. Donnie, where did you put Newcastle on your top five high school football programs of all time in Western PA? They made the list.
I didn't think I had them on there.
No?
I mean, they're close.
I thought they were an honorable mention.
Nice job.
Thought they were honorable mention. You had like Pat Kane playing tight end there way back in the day.
Now I got to look this up. I don't need a Paul Pause, though.
Why are you? You've said the Paul Pause thing, you know,
because
multiple times.
They're obsessed with the. They play it all the time now. It's like in my. It's stuck in my head. I can't get it out.
Remember when Joe played Buffalo's Got a Spirit so much that our old boss Jim just basically said he like ordered our audio engineers to remove all mention of that from any of our audio systems, so Joe just couldn't play it.
All
just forced
to
it to
more.
Stop. And then Joe, yeah, oh Joe to his credit said. People would tell him the Buffalo's Got a Spirit sounder's getting old, and he would say, a joke isn't done until 6 months after people have told you it's done. The old, like, David Letterman school of thought there, that's what he would go with.
I can't find it on here. Hold on here. That might be...
Dan, while he's actually... Well, yes. We'll vamp here while he does what he's doing here. I wanted to bring up something I didn't have a chance to respond to yesterday, because I know Pony brought it up with Greg Brown. Do you think that, like, the losing that the Pirates have gone through since August, pretty much, you know, turned over from July 31st to August 1st, has worn on Skeens at all?
No. Skeens, individually, in
like
particular?
He's the island, you know, in this, like, sea of this hurricane. He's the eye of the hurricane. He's still doing what he does very well. He is, I still think, the best pitcher in the sport. If not the best, he's in the top three. Mm-hmm. And he will be the best for a long time if he stays mm-hmm. healthy. And I just wonder if you think that a guy who knows he's that good, which he does, is feeling the weight of any and the burden of that losing that the rest of this team around him is doing.
I don't mean to answer this question like a jerk, but I don't think we would be... That's an insult to, I think, like Paul Skeens as a young, inexperienced rookie, which by definition he is. But to think that he is that mentally fragile as an Air Force guy... That's not giving him nearly enough credit.
Fragility is one thing. Frustration is another. And people who are used, okay, you use Air Force, he's disciplined.
He's a military
background. Don't you think it would frustrate him if it's do your job in the military, that he does his job, here comes my bullpen. Uh-oh, why is David Bednar carrying a thing of kerosene in an Amen flame here?
I think for mere mortals, yes, it could. But I don't think he's that. So, no. To answer the question directly, no. I don't think that he obviously... cares about winning. He would rather win as opposed to lose. So I guess it's technically, yes, frustrating from that standpoint, but to where maybe you're suggesting that it's frustrating to the point where it's impacting him, or it is like this drag on him, or that he is going to be consumed by the Bucko way, or as I've heard many others describe it over the years,
well, how about
as the Bucko malaise?
How about in more practical terms? Pony has said to me that he thinks there's better than a 0% chance this guy would actually sign a long-term deal here and buy out a year
yes.
or two of free agency. How about affecting him in that way where he just says, no, I don't want to be around this for any longer than I am required to be. I'm not going to even entertain an offer, no matter how legitimate, valid, generous, whatever you would call it.
I don't think a 3 to 4 week stretch of losing is frustrating and is disgusting and is pitiful that it's been, that's going to move the needle that far one way or the other when we're talking especially about a guy as disciplined and buttoned up and who's in that 1% of 1% as Paul Skeens. I just don't think that's getting nearly enough credit.
I think they must feel like they have a chance of brokering a long-term deal with him, because if they didn't, you wouldn't pitch him right now. They're screwed all the way around on this rule with the Rookie of the Year voting. They're going to lose a year of service from him. He's going to be Super 2 eligible. And because of when they called him up, they're not getting the draft pick. They're losing out. They're 0 for 3. They look like a Key Brian Hayes box score. And so, to me, I know you want to pitch him because build his arm up. That way he's no big innings jump next year. If you're not getting the draft pick, you'd much rather have the extra year of the generational talent. Every general manager, I don't care if you worked for Bob Nutting or the Steinbrenner family, everybody would say that and agree with that. So they have to think that there's a long-term benefit to pitching him in September. Because if they didn't, you'd sit him down and you'd let Jackson Chirio finish second in the Rookie of the Year voting, Dan.
And,
right?
Well, and I'll also... And
if he finishes top two, it's not just one. If he finishes second, Jackson Merrill can beat him and they still lose a year of service time.
I think they're just trying to do the right thing for the guy, period. Like, just develop him.
But since when sports aren't altruistic, there's got to be incentive in it for them.
No, I'll give you an example. They had an opportunity to manipulate Jared Jones' service time in a big way, but they haven't and didn't.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you on that.
So,
but they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose the year of. Well, they are actually.
Yeah,
you're right, because they called them up.
They had the window and the opportunity to do that with Jared Jones. So I mean,
must think in the long run it's going to benefit them, not just from how they pitch, but also in contractual negotiations with them.
Maybe a pay it forward kind of mindset. I guess I don't know if that's going to pay dividends down the road, but just, and I'm bringing the Jared Jones thing up because, I mean, you use the word altruistic. It's pretty altruistic what they did with Jared Jones, so why wouldn't it be applicable to Skeens?
Because sports usually aren't. Never, actually.
I think, and this is why you turn your head and you raise your eyebrows and you're like, that's interesting. No doubt. I mean, it was there for the taking. They had an out, especially with Jared Jones.
And they could have optioned him and said he needed to pitch down at AAA to get his arm strength back.
And candidly, I thought cynically that they were going to do that. And why wouldn't you?
Because the player's going to look at it like you're messing with me, manipulating my clock, and then that creates or sows discord.
And I think that's probably an expectation, not only in this organization, but probably baseball-wide, that, yeah, organizations, especially small market ones, are going to try to do that. So I don't think that comes as a great surprise to the player. In fact, they may have surprised the player otherwise, in Jones in particular.
And then when you say 2 years from now, hey, we'd like to extend you and buy out some free agent years. Remember what we let you do your rookie year.
We'll see what that means, if it means a hill of beans or
you
a
buying
does.
This thing where Shelton needs a strong September to keep his job?
I do.
Now, we talked last week and you gave me a different answer on that.
I did, yeah. And I think I've heard
you said, no. You said it looks like he's going to be
perhaps
safe.
The power of someone's rhetoric changed Dan's mind.
I mean, I think I've heard differently that, yeah, this is important and he has to show something. And I told the guys earlier today that...
What guys?
Joe and Paul. I said that if they put an August-like performance on in September, then I think that he's in trouble and he probably goes. But if they perform, play, what that looks like, I'm not sure exactly what the definition of that is, but if it's more of a May, June, July type of team in September, then I think that you're more inclined to run it back.
And I've heard the GM's back regardless.
I would think so, yeah.
We don't have enough time. I'm just gonna let that one whiz over my head and refuse to comment on it.
And here's where I come down on that, and you're gonna let it go by, I won't. He's got the pitching, I think, figured out. Can we agree with that? There are plenty of shortcomings.
Well, Pony just said he's pulling back his opinion on Keller and Jones now.
A little bit. I mean, we made it sound like they had Avery, Smoltz, and Glavin 2 months ago, and Osvaldo Beto's got the same ERA as Mitch Keller now.
I'm not necessarily sure that they ever said that or felt that way.
No, but the external people did. Don't want to play the Pirates in the playoffs because they got the best 1-2-3 punch in baseball. Doesn't look that way right now, Dan. Sure. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like Jones. Looked pretty good, 6 1/3 against Chicago.
He did. Did Keller?
But two starts ago, he's a flip of the coin right now. He's probably a number three, right, on a good team.
Sure.
And he consistently takes the ball every fifth day, and he's going to be close to 200 innings next year, God willing. So that's pretty good. And then what you have in AAA, Harrington looks like he's going to be something. Obviously, they're really excited about Chandler. Ashcraft is probably a reliever, but they're going to die on the starter hill with him. Those guys are at the upper level.
Yes.
But, I mean, do you feel good largely about the organization's pitching.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you want to ask me about their hitting?
Yeah, that's, again, a different conversation. But
it's also half of the equation, though, Dan.
But it is, but the hard part is done. He's not perfect, okay? There's plenty of shortcomings. He hasn't traded well.
I got to be honest with you. I don't agree with that anymore. I think the hard part's now hitting. I think the OPS in baseball backs that up. I think the hard part's hitting. I think it's easier. I can't believe I'm saying this, but baseball's evolved, and I think right now finding hitting's harder than pitching.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but Pony's right in my opinion.
That being said, the game is still going to be won and lost on the mound.
Thank you, Bob Walk. Yeah. Was it, though, last year in the playoffs? They had two pitchers. The team that won the World Series.
They had a lot of hitters.
Who's that?
Texas. Rangers. They had two pitchers.
They did.
And that's really it.
But so. I think that you'll be all right with pitching. Are you trying to sit here and convince me that the game has done a 180 after 150 years?
You have been.
Are you trying to sell me that bridge in Pittsburgh?
Because you've been doing that too. You've been going on the air and you've been saying things like, I have to look at OPSs now completely different.
Yes.
2 years ago, yes. 800 was average and now it's extraordinary. So
correct.
You've also said baseball has changed.
But I've never said that pitching still isn't the cornerstone of it all.
Well, where's it getting Seattle this year, Dan? They're like the best pitching team in baseball. Where's it getting their asses? They're going to be watching the playoffs.
Just to be clear, so I can just make sure, this is a drug test, technically.
Yeah.
Okay, you're telling me that pitching
is less important than it used to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.